tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, everybody! Welcome to Dancing with the Stars here on AfterBuzz TV. I am Suri Serrano. It's the semifinals. Let me introduce you my co-host, Jake Dupree, next to me.
Hi, I'm Jake Dupree.
We're so happy to have you back in
studio. I'm so thankful to be back.
Nice to you.
It's been good.
And across the table, Darvina.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
You look so cute with your little hat.
Thank you. Trying to get a bit of this winter weather thing going on, you know.
It is winter here in LA. We all don't know what to do.
It feels like it.
Cold. And Serge Honick, welcome.
Hey, what's up? Serge here.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
thanks for having me. I love it here, and I love the new location. Congratulations.
That's fun, right? Thank you. We've missed you.
Oh, I love being back.
We love having you. Well, semifinals. I can't believe we're already here. It's almost over.
I know. This is weird.
Lots to discuss. Lots of different things that went on last night. Let's just dive in. We have to mention the opening number. What did you guys think?
I thought it was a really good job. Like, well done by Mandy Moore. Mm-hmm. It was a creative concept, how they switched from boy to girl, partnering and transitioning, because it was an odd number of people, which is always interesting to work with. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
I completely agree. I loved that, like, how they had those little circles that they just came in and out of. It was really cool.
It was fun. Yeah. Different.
I liked it. It was kind of like they were all individual at the beginning, you know, like giving them their moment, you know, the ones that are left kind of thing. And then, yeah, it was nice to see that because it was quite evident of the pairings, you know. So it was nice to see how Mandy kind of figured that out, and it was nice to watch.
Yeah. Like, she's genius.
She is.
Mm-hmm. She does great with this show.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, well, I would like to say before we dive into every single number, I liked and appreciated how long the packages were, kind of telling people's stories. Did you guys notice that?
Well, I mean, I think with Tamar not being there, it gives them more time to fill up on air. So I was not happy that she's gone, because I will mention that later. Right. I'm not happy about it.
We will get there.
But I was happy that we got to see, like, in depth, like, for each dance they did. You got to see about it, which usually the second one they're just kind of like quick over and done.
It's like, right.
No.
That's like true. I mean, I like it, but I'm not a fan of the packages so much this season. So for me, I'd much just rather see dance as opposed to more
like
of the story. That's just me.
She's been saying it all season.
Yeah.
There's
nothing new. Well,
just been like,
dance.
Stop editing.
But especially this season, there's been lots of weird edits with all the packages. I'm like, what? It's just showing sides to people that I don't think that they should necessarily show.
Yeah, it's like, if you're going to do anything, show people in the best light possible. I think, you know, in an ideal world, obviously.
Maybe like Whitney's and Carlos's package last night? Jake?
Yeah, I mean, we'll talk about it for sure.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
We'll get there. Okay, so Bindi and Derek opened the show up, and, you know, I'll just throw it to you, Serge. What did you think of this?
I thought it was a beautiful number. My first opinion, I couldn't take my eyes off her. Right before she went into these grapevines around him, she did this, like, super face, like, really sexy but classy. And at that moment, I was like, wow, she's really grown. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bindi from week one wasn't performing like this. And you could see that not only she's enjoying it, but she's also accepted the fact that it's a competition. And she's fighting for that final place. She doesn't want to just be given first. She wants to take it and win it for herself. So in that sense, I thought it was well done on her. Derek, of course, good job. He does so good with all his partners. All his routines are always very clean, very precise, very accurate. So in that sense, you can't throw anything at it, because it's good, it's perfect. But with that brings me to Julianne's comment. I agree with her that I enjoy a salsa that has more of a down and dirty appeal to it, kind of more authentic street salsa. And they matched more of their song, which was very clean, proper, polite.
Mm-hmm. I think I totally agree with what you're saying, but I think it was definitely age appropriate for the fact that she is 17. You know, sometimes it's hard to you forget that, you know, but
definitely forget
she
that.
Is 17. So I definitely think all that, you know, brought into play, it was the perfect routine. Also, that first spot up is always so hard. I felt like for the first time, it fulfilled for me with this number. I think maybe the energy of having everybody around, which really got everyone into it as well, in studio, I think really helped as well.
Absolutely.
But all in all, great start to the show.
Were you in studio last night?
I was, yeah.
It was one of the numbers that I wrote down that I felt like in studio it would have been at another level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just so much energy. Everyone was all about it, you know, every move, you know, any of those dips, if they were near you, just like, woo, you know, it was just like you were right there with them. So
yeah,
it was fun.
That's exciting because I thought that the camera work, because it had to be kind of below them at all the points, I felt like you missed some of like the cool, intricate arm work they were doing. I was like, I wanted to see that from like above. I don't know, just because I wanted to see it. But I thought this dance was amazing, and I think, again, it's a proper dance for a girl as young as she is. Like, I don't want to see her, like, writhing around and, like, grinding on him. No. That'd be so weird. Mm-hmm. But I'm happy that they started off with, like, a real ballroom dance, too. This was, like, no, like, gimmicks, no flashy stuff. It was, like, this is strictly dance, and I appreciate that, especially, like, right out the gate, because a lot of it's been so much fusion stuff. Mm-hmm. It's, like, nice to see just a proper ballroom dance.
What do we think of their scores with the 27, 3 9s?
I think it's warranted. I mean, like coming out first, you're going to get marked lower anyway. Yeah, so
I agree. I think it was
first go round marks. Is that what you think?
For sure.
Not yeah. I mean, if they could have gotten a 10, I mean, it's interchangeable. And I don't think it really necessarily matters to this score. So
I would agree with you on that.
Yeah.
It could have gotten a 10 for me just based on when you look at the whole, like, everybody's
scope of everybody else's.
If it happened later, maybe they would have given a 10. Maybe because it went first, they didn't want to, like, give such high expectations.
Which is what happens every week, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Pretty much so.
Okay. Alec and Lindsay with a ballroom dance. What was it, you guys? What was the dance that they did? I can't even think right now.
It was a waltz, correct?
Was it a waltz?
I don't remember exactly what it was.
I think I'm pretty sure it was a waltz.
Very memorable, apparently. Well, what I did, my notes about this were it was obviously his strength when he's in hold.
Yeah.
That is what he does best. So I found it beautiful. By the way, Lindsay looked amazing in that dress.
I mean, he's just a good partner. Like, he dances like a guy. And that's what I've liked this entire time. This dance for me, like, Carrie Ann was like, this is your best dance by far. I mean, I've seen him do stuff that looked almost exactly like what he did last night, like, in previous weeks.
That's exactly how
I felt. And
I'm
like, what? Like, what are they talking about? And I don't feel like he's grown as much as a performer. He has grown more because he's not a natural performer. But I think that this dance, it correlates with a lot of the dances he's done this season. Just in my opinion.
I agree with you. I think he had good expression.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was there. I noticed that.
I think it has definitely improved. However, I have to agree, it wasn't that memorable for me. You know, for a semi-final routine, it didn't wow me. He didn't do anything different from last week, in my opinion. So, although it was a good job, and I definitely saw the improvement on his lines, a lot of improvement, actually, but it just wasn't enough for me. It was cool, but at this stage,
for me, it could have been a week 6 routine.
Exactly.
Yeah. What did you think, Serge?
I think we could break it into two categories. In that sense, I'm not going to judge it on the routine or anything like that. Maybe the routine wasn't as memorable as you guys are saying. I mean, we couldn't remember the dance.
But it's a waltz, by the way. Jake just looked it up.
But I do recall that she did look gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I remember my thoughts being on him, that he potentially could be the most improved in the entire season. Because
for sure.
I remember watching his contemporary or jazz, the one they did in the front of the house, right?
Yeah.
And I thought he looked exceptional. I thought that was his number of the season. I mean, it was early on.
Right.
And then he started doing Latin numbers, and that wasn't really his thing.
Mm-hmm.
So then when he came out with this ballroom, and he had this amazing frame, he was calm, he was leading around comfortable, like a man's man, I was like, wow, that is a new performer right there.
All right.
I'm excited to see their freestyle because I hope that she choreographs with him, like, doing lifts and, like, having, like, in hold with the two of them together. I hope that that's what they more
about it.
Yeah.
That's
a simplistic thing.
You guys, this number got a 30.
I give it to
him. I'm happy that he has gotten that because I think he deserves at least 130 throughout the season.
He also didn't get much love the entire episode besides that.
Yeah.
Just saying.
All right. That's fair.
Camera time, judges, everything.
Darina, did you agree with the 30?
I think that just doesn't make sense to me personally, that score.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. Well, I agree with you. All right. next up, Carlos and Whitney doing contemporary. I will say this. I told you guys before the show that we went on. As soon as Carrie Ann opened her mouth about, I don't get it. Like, I didn't, you know, I was struggling with it. I was like, that is literally what I was thinking the entire mm-hmm. routine. So I'm going to toss it over to you guys and see what you think, because I struggled with it. I wanted to love it, but I struggled.
I kind of feel the same in regards to, firstly, the costuming. I was expecting something different, maybe like Cirque du Soleil when I saw the rope. I was like, oh, and then it was still had some elements to it. But it was it felt like a bit all over the place for me in terms of the interpretation of the performance. I saw what she said about, you know, the expressions, and I saw Carlos's response, you know, saying that that's how he felt and, you know, explaining the reasoning behind the routine, and that all kind of made sense, but it still didn't bring it together for me watching it as a whole routine.
Right.
So it's a difficult one because those two are great. There's no getting around it. They really are. Mm-hmm. And he's got such great ability and performance quality, but just something was missing then again for me with them two. And I think it's their connection now, 100%, because it's not the dancing.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Yeah, it's like been weird this season with Whitney, and because she's one of my favorite people, and I feel like if I was ever like celebrity on the show, I'd want to be partnered with her. I just love her, or Emma, or maybe
too much cuteness all around. But just saying.
But I think for some reason, like, the two of them don't connect, like, on a. It's like weird. I don't even know what it is about them. But I feel, and it's like some of the package stuff, like what they've shown, is like them not getting along and stuff. And I don't know if that's what's affecting me too. But I just expected a lot because his first week out the gate was like so awesome. Mm-hmm. And he was like showstopper that first week. And I was like, I'm excited for him throughout the show. And it's just not been at a consistent level the entire time for me. Yeah. This contemporary routine, I thought that it was like all over the place, like what we're all saying. The rope, I felt like it had nothing to do with the performance. Because I think about like the Amy Purdy, like her freestyle with Derek, and they had that rope, and it was about her like getting wings without legs, you know, like just flying and living. And it was like, that's, there was a point to it. And it's like, if you're gonna have like a prop, there's gotta be a point. And I was just like, this is weird the whole time. I was like, this is not making sense to me. And I think her costume was strange too.
It kind of reminded me of Slave for You.
Yeah.
Like a Britney costume, you know, which I love.
Yeah, me too.
But I just, it was a bit strange to me.
Serge.
I actually thought the rope, the way they used it, was cool. You know, like, my least favorite thing is if you have a prop and you either use it just for the intro or just for the ending. They actually incorporated some choreo in between. Like, she was running to the stage left, he was swinging on it, then they came down. So in that sense, I appreciate that and the mm-hmm. choreography work yeah. with it. And like we're all saying, it's not the dance that's bothering us. You know, it's like when you meet someone for the first time, you have a full conversation, everything's fine, you walk away, and you don't know why it didn't
right.
feel right, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that's the same thing. It's just the connection's missing, not only between the two of them, but with them in the audience. You know, I think yeah. they're in their head, they're competing and thinking about the routine, and they're like, okay, I gotta do this shirt rip, I gotta do this rope thing, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. And at the end of the day, they're not breathing out and looking at the audience and just connecting with someone. And with the two of them, I think they were given a rough deal with Mark and Alexa as well, because the show heavily invested in the relationship of the married couple. Mm-hmm. So Mark and Whit had a kind of rough season, I think, like connecting to their partners. Yeah, you guys had relationships and you practiced and you spent all those time hours together, but at the same time, every time there was a camera or interview, it was about the couple, the married couple. So the partners kind of just were
like, how do you develop their relationship?
Tagging along, yeah. And there was nothing to hook onto. And then now Alexa's gone and he's by himself, and Whit and him never really made that connection happen, you know? And now they're the package that the producers choose to show us, that there's trouble in the practice. And,
interesting,
you know,
perspective. I like that you brought that up.
That's, I really, really like that. That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they got a 28. Do we feel okay about that score?
Yeah, I mean, because at the end of the day, the quality of the dancing is top-notch, regardless of the fact that we're, you know, have these little things yes. here or there with their partnership. So, yeah. 100%. I think that the score is warranted for sure.
Yeah, yep. I think that he's really improved with his arms a lot too. Mm-hmm. And I've seen, because he's so like boxing, like everything is very like not straightened and lengthened, which is cool. And I think Whitney's been able to incorporate that into how she presents him, which is really awesome, instead of like trying to force him to be something that he's not.
Yeah.
So I think the dance quality was great. Yeah. It was just like,
yeah, I enjoy him dancing. Yeah. Just something's not clicking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Next up, Nick and Sharna doing a tango. First of all, Sharna, in my eyes, does no wrong. Like, in terms mm-hmm. of costuming, music, when she does get to pick the music. Mm-hmm. I know it's not always her choice. You know, the choreography, everything. I see them as soon as they come out, and I'm like, oh, you just
get it. She never gets it wrong.
All right. What'd you think, Jake?
I wasn't blown away by this one, and I don't know why. And I felt like the both of them were just like, it was never a moment between the two of them connected. And it's like,
the pep talk?
Oh, yeah, the singing that happened in the middle?
Yeah, that was just, I don't know, it was just like, again, it was all over the place. Like, coming from Carlos and Whitney to this, I was like, where are we going? Like, what is this? Like, this is a very, it's an odd choice for this, at this point in the game. Like, I feel like going into the finals, you better give, like, your greatest. And I don't think that was their greatest hit, so.
Just besides the footwork, even?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it wasn't what I was expecting them to deliver at this point in the game.
Okay. Serge.
I think the footwork mistake happened, what, like, in the first?
Yeah.
As soon as they got off the stairs.
And, like, in his head, he was thinking what you just said. This is the semis. It is my first number for the night. I have to do three. I gotta kill it.
Right.
And I think he might have just...
Classic overthinking.
Overthought it. And with that first mistake, you start thinking, oh, my God, am I actually messing up right now?
Hold on, brain
I
gotta is fix like...
it. Blah, 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 blah. That stop that they had when they got to sing to each other was so needed. I thought that was... Thank God for that moment. And then everything from then, they followed through again, but it was already like, the hole was already dug.
Yeah, it was already really hard to recover from that. And the thing is, with Nick, as we've seen, is he gets so in his head.
Right.
That's his issue. And for that to happen at the beginning of the semifinals was just like, oh, this is so unfortunate. And you could see his head, he was just gone for a second. And then obviously Sharna pulled him back, but I do think the damage was already done, and he did whatever he could. He said the show must go on, and he continued.
And he delivered. He saved it.
And I think that's maybe like what he needed to be like, oh, I messed up, so it's like, it can only go up from here. Right. And I think exactly. he like truly delivered the rest of the night.
Mm-hmm. For me, it doesn't bother me that they had that he messed up, and I'm guilty 100% as a dancer of blanking out. And, like,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, we've all been there.
Like, 100, like, that is my weakness. So I completely felt for him. But I think it's how you recover, how you get back, you know what I mean? Keep going. I don't think it affects his finale.
Not at all.
No.
At all.
I mean, he's still, I think it's going to be between him and Bindi, to be completely honest.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Bindi and guest.
Yes.
And guest. they got a 24. 3/8.
They could have gotten a 9. At least one.
Yeah.
With the mistake, I think they're trying to be a little harsher on the marking. So I understand it.
Silliness. You know? Just silliness. Sorry.
They have to keep it interesting, because otherwise, with this night, there wasn't much that was going to make it very interesting.
Oh, God, Jake, I love you.
True.
Okay, well, next then, they filled us in on the Tamar situation, which turned out to be quite serious. I mean, not long after our show last week was when it kind of broke that she was, you know, removing herself. Blood clots in the lungs are no joke.
Wow.
Very serious. Yeah, so I know that you have some thoughts on Tamar.
After the episode was said and done last night, I was like, I genuinely missed her on the show, because I feel like she brought a level of competitiveness that I feel like all four of them lack completely. I'm just being honest. And I was like, I miss that, like, fire. Because when she comes out there, it's like always boom. And she's going to give the judges a little attitude, and it's going to be... There's just something dynamic about her that I feel like the other four don't have, which is fine. It's just different.
So I will say this. It's been no secret that she was not one of my favorite performers all season.
Yeah.
But I did support her last week in all of her choices. I would agree with you. She definitely brought a different energy and a fire that... a different fire. than the others.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the competitive fire for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just unfortunate because, you know, we didn't really get to say goodbye. So it was kind of like left in the air. So hopefully next week, I don't know, you know, obviously her health really is most important at this point, but it would be lovely to see her back just to just finish it out with a routine for us.
I just wish they would like let them do it just a freestyle because I know there's sort of just been let so them do epic. A freestyle. Like, it would have been so good.
Be like miraculously healed in a week.
Yeah, I'm just happy that she's happy and healthy.
Yeah,
because
that's scary.
That she got to somehow miraculously come back, do the dance without further injury. If anything, that maybe helped the action, got that clot back into a different place. I don't know, but thank God for that.
Thank God everything... Yes, it was okay. I mean, relatively speaking. Jeez, you guys know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we move into the dance-offs, which, we're all fans of, maybe? First up...
It felt like they kind of squeezed that into the show.
It was just a lull in the show. It was like, oh, yeah, boom, no. Like,
go get snacks.
Yeah, exactly.
Go get snacks! It was just, yes, pause, rewind, pause. And
it was just, like, weird, and they both danced the same song, and it was like... Replay the song. It's just weird.
I actually like the fact that they do the same song because it shows you. I mean, I guess as a dancer, you're watching, you're like, oh, that was a cool choreography choice.
Yeah.
Based on routines. But then at the same time, it shows you something to base it off. You know, like usually if someone did a cha-cha and someone did a samba, how do you really compete? It's oranges and apples, you know?
Right.
I don't know. I just wish that maybe there would have been like some kind of like, they would have worked them in together instead of being like, okay, they're done.
Right.
And now we're going to start it over again. It was just like odd. I wish that it would have been more of like a group dance thing. I don't know.
I don't enjoy these at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how you really feel.
Yeah,
so Alec and Lindsay were up first doing the cha-cha. There's no way around saying this, but it's just, for me, it was just not good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else. Like, I was without, I don't want to be...
But the thing is about him, I like that he's, like, always connected into Lindsay, and, like, he's never going to let her down, or, like, let her fall, or let her...
Yeah.
He's, like, there with her, which I appreciate.
I appreciate the positivity, Jake.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, like,
definitely.
It wasn't my favorite. Like, the hip dances, he's not very good at.
I think these dances really show how steppy he is. You know, it's like step, position, step, I'm going to lean, step, no, he's just doing this, step, I'm going to do this. There's no, like, there's the rhythm is not there. The groove is just not there, and this dance really showcases that. So, but I appreciated the, you know, the whole chest thing.
I did not appreciate that.
Sure, why not?
I'm sorry. I know, right? I probably should. I didn't. I literally let out a
I thought it was funny.
I'm sorry. You know, no, and like, I like him.
He's giving
do
some
not
welly.
Tweet and leave comments saying I'm a hater because I totally dig him. I think he's awesome, but I just didn't need it.
He wasn't about the chest.
I think it matches like the checklist of Dancing with the Stars numbers, like rhinestones,
exactly,
pink, blonde hair, shirt off.
Boom. Yeah. Like,
dinner complete.
You're on Dancing with the Stars. This is your time on national television.
And he's going up against Carlos, and Carlos obviously is going to have a shirt
kind
off.
Kind of a
so
bit of
like...
humor, a bit of in the competition spirit.
I get it.
I think
it's funny. You're turning me around a little.
But to give Lindsay some credit, I mean, this is kind of like an argument for the show. Lindsay did a pretty much legit, strict, technical cha-cha-cha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wits was a hip-hop cha-cha hybrid, which I'm not against. I personally choreographed a similar way, but what is the competition? Is it a cha-cha? Is it a cha-cha hip-hop? But we, all of us, enjoyed the cha-cha hip-hop more.
Yeah. So.
Right. We're talking about Carlos and Wit, right?
Yes.
Okay, because I didn't mention their names. So
I mean, we all unanimously thought Wit and Carlos got it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of tells you what we like to see.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you never know if we'd have seen them do a, you know, more authentic one. We would have preferred it.
Maybe.
Because he does have the ability.
He just
has
Yeah, the, like, nice movement.
Don't forget, Val and Weir had to show him how to salsa.
Oh, yeah.
That's
true.
This
I forgot
is a
about
good
that.
Point.
What do we think about the judges picking, you know, how they held up their paddles and chose?
Was it two?
It
Carlos
was two
Whitney.
For Carlos and Whitney. No, and Whitney and Carrie Ann chose Alex and Lindsay.
I'm happy that he at least got one, just to be like a,
I mean,
think he stole Carrie Ann's vote with the shirt. If you watch it again,
she
rips it. She's like, the other judges are writing notes, and she's like,
yes.
That's amazing. I know you're laughing.
It's true, though.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, that's great. Okay, next up was Bindi and Derek and Nick and Sharna doing a samba. What did we think of Bindi Dirk?
I mean, this is what I wanted to see in terms of, like, a dance-off. Like, this is what I felt like it should look like.
Right.
The 100%. Two of them. Like, it was interchangeable. Either one of them could have won. It was great quality. Like, they had so much content, both of them. So, it was really good.
Yeah, I think they both did a great job. Both are very great sambas. Yeah. Sharna and Derek are genius choreographers, and Nick and Bindi both are competitive performers. You know, like, it was two of the best numbers that
night. Who would you have chosen if you had to give an edge?
If I had to give an edge, probably to Bindi and Derek. Their routine was a little more finished. Their tricks, everything worked.
Yeah.
With Sharna's and Nick's, not that they didn't make any mistakes, but at the end it looked like something was supposed to happen and it kind of just didn't.
Like when she stopped, like right nose to nose with
him. Yeah, it looked like he was going for something and she kind of just pulled the plug on it.
Interesting. I didn't even think that.
I agree with everything you guys have said. You know, this is what it should be. Yeah. For sure, and it really is just a matter of preference on who wins it, but they both nailed it, I thought.
Yeah, I agree. Cool. Well, moving on. That was it for the dance-offs, right?
Yep.
Okay, gosh. These notes are all like chicken scratch. Trio round. Do you guys like the trios?
Love the trios.
I love the trios. It's like one of my favorite things of the show, actually.
Is it?
I think it's such a cool thing. It's a cool concept.
A different dynamic. Bring someone else in at this stage in the game. Sometimes you need that to, like, bring the rehearsals a bit lighter. You know, it's a bit stressful. So
I would agree with you. First up, Bindi, Derek, and Mark. It's no secret. I love me some Derek and Mark. And I loved this number. So go ahead and I'll give you my 2 cents after.
I'm like, this is how you use a prop. I'm like, this is how you use a rope. Like, she swung that thing around her waist and around her neck. And I was like, they're like, done. You're done. Get out of here. I was like, that's the way you do it.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, this was just different. Now, that's what I liked about Derek saying that, like, it was a unique thing for the show. Because I don't know if we've ever seen anything that's sort of like this. That's... I don't know. It's just like was completely different than what I was expecting them to do, actually.
Really quick. For me, in life, like the message of this routine was about life. You know, about that your inner light cannot be distinguished. I mean, that is everything.
Yeah.
And this routine was so creative and really well represented that.
100%. And also, although there was a lot of props, there was still a lot of dance content in there. Which is hard to do, you know, as we were saying, with props as well. And I thought they executed that so well. All the choreography was spot on, the three of them together. It looked like three sharp. Professionals.
Yep.
So sharp. And I watched it back today on TV and I was like, it's even better watching
was it.
To see it all, really? You know, with the camera angles, how it's intended, as opposed to, because where I was sat, I was a bit more like to the side this week. So it was really nice to see it on TV. Fab.
Yeah. I will say that in the package when they were, you know, showing all the training and her being dropped and different things that everything that we all know goes into rehearsals and stuff. That would have been hard for a professional dancer to do with what Mark and Derek were putting together.
Well, it's like you have no control over some of those things. Like, you don't know sometimes what's going to happen. Like, things could go wrong.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot there. I'm just saying, for somebody that comes from no dance background, that's never, you know, what she is doing is amazing.
Yeah.
She's fearless.
She 17. Really is. Like, it just is mind-blowing
to me.
Did you
not see the package
beforehand?
She tackled a crocodile, like, right before her dance. She literally full-bodied a crocodile. So I don't think a rope scares
her.
Yeah,
she's like, full-bodied like, tackled a crocodile.
Full-bodied it.
Oh my god.
She like body slammed.
I'm afraid of the dark. She full bodied this crocodile.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
It's true though.
No, it is true. Like, give me that rope.
No deal. Yeah, like I'd be afraid to be like Mark in that rehearsal. Like, God forbid he made a mistake. Bindi would take that rope and just whip his ass.
It's true.
That's hilarious. Full bodied a crocodile. I'm never gonna forget that. That's amazing. Not well said. They got a 30. Totally deserved.
But Derek called her a ninja of light.
No, I would have done. I was just gonna say that.
That is
my light ninja.
Amazing. That she's just running around throwing light everywhere.
Yes,
she that's really Bindi.
I hope that they do something with that for her freestyle. I hope they like play with that a little bit.
I agree. The freestyle's gonna be
beyond.
Oh. Like, I actually wrote that I want to, like, Instagram it and tweet it, be a light ninja.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that was so amazing.
No, it was dope.
Yeah.
It was cool.
So I feel you. Okay, next up was Alec Lindsay with Emma, and how cute his little crush on Emma.
I love that.
So sweet.
I don't blame him. It's
thank God for threesomes.
Oh, Serge, we love having you here. That's amazing. So, Serge, what did you think of their trio?
I loved it. I started from the package. I had a smile on the entire time. Yeah. Like, it's just...
Because you're imagining being him with those two, or... No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, also with those two would be great.
Yeah. It's pretty sexy. Darina, did you like it?
I did like this, actually. I think that having Emma definitely helped his confidence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that connection with the dance was definitely a little bit more there, uh-huh. I want to say. And having the two girls, I didn't think overwhelmed him. I think he stood up to the challenge and did a really good job. I thought this was his best dance for the night. I mean, I wouldn't say his best dance in life, but, you know, I thought it was a really good effort.
And it was like a hippie Latin one.
Latin.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I thought this was so strong, too. And I think, again, he had Emma to work off of, and he was, like, that kind of, like, fueled his fire a little bit.
For sure.
And I was scared for him because those two girls, it's like whenever people have danced with, like, Whitney and Lindsay, it's always, like, you got to, like, really, really get those girls, like, reined in because they are, like, on a different level. And I thought that he really controlled them, and I was super shocked, actually.
You were?
Yeah, because, I mean, I know he's very calm and stoic, but I thought that that would, like, kind of get washed over because they're so, like always aflame.
Fiery.
Yeah, and they really, really showed him off well. Like, he that was great choreography, too. Yeah. I didn't like the song for, like, the tango. I thought that was a little weird.
I agree with you.
But yeah. The dresses, the two of them in those dresses.
God, it was so good. Fire. That was so good.
They were just...
And they had that section with the ganchos, the kicks between the legs, like the three of them together, super hot.
That was sick.
Yeah. Very good.
I would agree with all of you, although I would say it was my least favorite out of the everybody. Yeah.
I would say that too, but it was still a great effort.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure. They got a 27. You guys,
at this point, the scores are really just...
I know. It's like whenever it's
going to be
score.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, it's true, though.
Oh, it's terrible. It's funny, though. Okay, Carlos, Whitney, and Karina doing the Charleston. How funny that Whitney and Karina... I can't believe Karina's never done a Charleston.
Why?
In all her years.
On the show?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like that's one of the newer
additions.
It is,
but, you know, I'm just surprised. I just would have thought she would have done it, but... anyway, really cute, super fun. I couldn't take my eyes off him.
Which I think it was a tough dance. I think I would like be heaving after that one.
Yeah.
I mean, they were packed, wasn't it?
Yeah, and to be contained in that little area too, it was like
everything
shoot.
Was very like
yeah, like always.
I was breathing with him at the end. I was like,
you were? You'd be heaving. That's awesome, Darina.
I liked it. You know, there's lots of different ways you can go with the Charleston. You know, there's so many different influences that you can pick from, and I liked what they did with it. I thought it was a smart choice because he is so sharp, you know? So to do that choreography where they're all kind of dancing together as opposed to going for more of the trick value, I think was a great choice for them. It really showcased how strong he was. He really held his own, if not looked like the shining star in that to me.
Mm-hmm. Right, which is a... Which is not easy to
especially
do.
Especially coming with those two girls. Like,
Yeah.
I like that they had... all of his arms were very placed. Like, it wasn't, like, sweeping arm movements, and it wasn't, like, free form, like, Charleston, like, boozy kind of, like, prohibition stuff. I was happy with that. I was happy it was, like, sharp and kind of, like, Charlie Chaplin a little bit.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. I was just happy that it kind of... I don't know how I feel, because everybody else had to do basically a ballroom dance at some point. I mean, he did that in the dance-off, but he had a contemporary and a Charleston. So it was like, what? That's strange to me, for everybody else to not have that.
You think it was not fair?
Not that it wasn't fair, but I just feel like he could have used a ballroom dance to, like, give him that little bit of edge, especially in the first dance.
You guys. Contemplating.
I mean, yeah, I'm just... To me...
You don't really care.
Doesn't really make a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me.
Okay.
But I thought this was
in the sense of which dance he gets, I think, like, the show probably looks at Charleston like it's one of the ballroom dances.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Well, they got a 29.
Like we said.
Yeah, I mean, great. And I'm happy that he got another 10.
Yeah.
You think you should have?
I agree with that score.
Oh, okay.
I do. Okay.
Nick, Sharna, and the return of Peeta, who has been out injured. I can't remember the injury she had. Her surgery on ankle. Her ankle, oh, right? So it's nice to see her back. Sexy, fast, and solid were my notes.
Loved it.
I was just so happy to see her back. And the two mm-hmm. of them together, I'm just like, that's like dream made in heaven.
It really is.
Like, it's so good. It's so good.
Yes. Female
Sharna
or male.
And Peeta?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
I mean, my comments for that routine is just grown sexy. Like,
right, exactly.
It was classy, but mm-hmm. hot. Perfect.
Swag, yes. Like, yeah. You know, Nick was in control of those women.
He was
women,
killing it.
Like,
yeah, Sharna's choreo.
That was sick.
Stupid.
For that snap so section, good. that was
perfect. I loved it.
I loved that, too.
Nick has mm-hmm. always been one of my favorites from the beginning of the season. I put him down as being in the finale before even week one started. It's nice to see his growth and struggles and that performance. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. some of those performances that have really stood out.
That was a good performance, and I was happy that kind of, like, ended the night, because that's, like, good trajectory into next week. So
100%.
Yeah. I would agree with you.
That was good.
On that. 30. Perfect score.
Deserved.
Deserved.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They did the whip and the nay-nay in it, so, I mean, it
yes.
Come on now.
Did they? I didn't
yeah,
even
Yeah, they did.
Oh, see? Mm-hmm. It was so good, I didn't even
it
notice.
It was so good, I didn't even notice. Mm-hmm. I have to replay that back.
Yeah, because, really? Like Bruno said, it was, like, in the style... Or in the vein of salsa.
Right.
It's like, so mm-hmm. there it is.
Whip in the nene.
Mm-hmm. They did it.
Yeah. Okay, I love it. All right, moving on to the results. And we have to mention this specifically because I've gotten a lot of questions regarding always, every season, the bottom two. And which is not necessarily the bottom two, correct?
Mm-hmm.
We all
of
know
is.
Of that.
Yeah.
One of them has got the lowest yeah. scores combined
the
with
a bet. The second is just to make you go,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Vote
so just
them,
everybody
yeah.
calm down. My God. they do. They need to calm down. You've seen the tweets? I'm sure you've seen the comments.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? Okay, so they announced Alec and Lindsay are going to the finale first. Was this a surprise to you?
Well, as soon as that happened, I was like, oh, okay, cool. That everyone's there then, right?
Uh-huh.
That's kind of where my head
That's
was at.
That's what gave it away for you, that
yeah.
one?
Yeah. Yeah, that, for
but
sure,
Carlos
me too.
If Whitney made it, you wouldn't have felt that right away?
No.
So no. You don't think that Lindsay is going to be in the final?
Well, they are, but I would have thought that
like,
they would have been
gonna,
the ones in the bottom
gonna be,
two.
They're going to yeah. be the first couple cut in the finale.
I got you.
You know how they do the cut one?
Or that they
one?
Would be
yeah,
in the bottom
fourth.
Two.
Right.
Yeah, I think they're fourth. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
It's not, we all have
we'll,
opinions.
We'll
that's all
it.
I
mean, we'll
regardless, as soon as they were safe for next week, for me, I was like...
All of them.
I think they're all going to be safe. And
right.
I hope they're all going to be safe was more that because I wanted to see
right.
everyone.
There is
yeah.
no chance in life that Bindi and Derek or Nick and Sharna were going home and not going to be in the finale.
Yeah.
Zero chance. So
yeah.
if you think that they were in jeopardy, no.
And I think that maybe it was like a producer move to be like, remember to vote for them. Like, you have to vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I
think that's why they did it.
There was also 2 minutes left in the episode when they started doing the result announcement. So,
they had a bit
good
more time.
Exactly. And, yeah, who's going? Oh, we're done. Okay, bye. Have a good night. Like that.
Yeah.
It was literally like that. It was okay. Well, I don't know. What are our thoughts on the finale? What are you excited to see?
Bindi's freestyle.
Freestyle.
Yeah.
For me, that's... And Nick's, too.
And Nick's, too. Yeah.
yeah. I just want him to bring it. And I think this is Sharna's first final, right?
Yeah.
Is it her first final?
Yeah, I believe so.
I don't
so.
Know the stats on that.
I believe
she's
so.
Never won,
she's never won. Maybe it's not her first final, but...
I think she had a freestyle before.
Maybe. All right,
one.
Scratch
one
that.
One before, maybe.
Maybe one before. I'm sure we'll find out from you all.
I hope there's another Valangina piece. That would be cool.
Yes,
didn't
let's
talk
about
that.
About
yeah.
that.
Yes,
that
let's talk
amazing.
About that. Serge, go.
Boom.
Okay. Yes, take it.
I loved it. I think this was like, I wish, I don't mean, unfortunate Tamar wasn't there and she was sick to make this situation happen, but
yeah.
I'm happy it happened to see Val and Jenna dance together. That was dance. That was a story told that moved you. It was beyond technique. It was just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. I loved it too. It was just so nice to have that in between the competition, just to remind us of what it is that these celebrities are actually trying
aspiring
to aspire
yes.
to get like. And everything about it, it was just so much talent. And I was just so thankful that I got to experience that and watch it in studio. It was fire.
Really?
Absolute fire. Yeah. loved it.
I wish I was there now.
So I mean, good. I just hope that Jenna becomes a pro next season.
Totally. Like,
with a celebrity partner, because she already has a pro.
Sounds like it's a matter of timing and the right partner coming along. That's how, for those of you that don't really pay attention, it's, you know, heights and how personalities mix and timing and such. So it sounds like we
I would like to see her with a celebrity and to see her journey for sure, though. I think it would be a nice addition.
Yeah.
To the roster for sure.
Yeah. Who are you most excited about for the finale, Serge? If you had to.
I mean, should we do predictions of like who we went?
Yeah, let's do our predictions. Let's do that.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Everybody's thinking. Who would like to go first? So, or I'll just put you on the spot.
I want Bindi to win, so I mean.
Okay. So Bindi's your first. Who's second and third and fourth?
Nick and Shauna.
Okay.
I would say.
Oh, this is so hard.
I know. And you're then.
So... He's so cute.
Oh, it's so hard. I'm gonna stick with my guns on this one. Bindi, Nick and Shauna, Carlos and Wit, Lindsay and Alec.
All right. Jake.
I think Bindi and Derek, Nick and Shauna, Alec and Lindsay, because he's got this whole story. Like, he has a legit story, and people, like, love him.
He does.
And not that I'm saying they don't love him, like Carlos, but I feel like Carlos has had a struggle game compared to Alec. So
That's an excellent point.
Yeah, so we'll see. But Bindi's like, that's who I want to win. I just think she's fantastic. Right.
Are you still thinking, should I go first?
No, I can say it. There's just a difference between what I want to happen and what I think.
Okay, tell me what you want to happen first.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I want, want and think, same thing for the first, Bindi. Okay. I think Bindi's going to take it. I think she grew to be a beautiful performer, and Derek's done an amazing job with her, and he's going to be Jordan and have 6 rings, you know?
Mm-hmm.
second, I think, for me, is Alex. Alex, so with Lindsay, I just think, besides Bindi, he was the most grown celebrity in the entire competition.
Yeah.
He does have the story to back him up. I wanted to do the Pledge of Allegiance during his first number yesterday, you know, so it was, he's right there up there for me. And then Nick and Shauna, I think he did an exceptional job this entire season. I personally haven't been able to connect to him guy to guy, eye to eye, whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
Shauna, I love, you know, always. So, and then, you know, Wit and Carlos for fourth.
Wow. Okay, and so what do you think is going to happen?
Let's just stick with what I want is going to happen.
That's a safe answer.
What about you?
Very PC. I definitely think Bindi's going to take it. I think I've said that most of the season. I think Nick and Charna are second. And you're kind of swaying me a little bit on my third and fourth choice. You as well. I agree with you that third is going to be Carlos and Wit and then Alec and Lindsay. However, I think that third and fourth could be switched because of Alec and kind of what's relevant and story and how much he's grown.
Yeah.
Whatever is off that we can't really grasp with Carlos and Whitney may bring them out as a shocker, like dropping them out at fourth. Do you know what I mean? More of a surprise dance-wise because Carlos is so strong.
It'd be good TV.
It'd be good TV. That's where I think that could be like swapped up. That's what I'm going to go with.
Yeah.
We're kind of similar, a little bit different, but... Nothing crazy.
No shockers here. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
I know, right? There really should be.
I hope not.
Oh my God. Serge, we appreciate you being here.
Yay. Thanks for having me.
We love you. You are hilarious. I'm going to watch this back and laugh sometimes. Where can everybody... Wait, first of all, before we say goodbye... What do you have going on right now? Are you doing anything that you can tell people about?
Yeah, we're actually getting ready for Sway. We're going to Miami the first week of December. We're going to be there
coming
for a whole
up.
Week doing One Week, One Cause. We partnered up with a charity called AlphaLit, which helps eradicate illiteracy across the world. So we're just trying to entertain people, save lives, and, you know, make the world a better place.
Love that. That's awesome. Amazing. Get your tickets,
and
Miami.
And Rumor Willis is going to be in it.
Yeah, Rumor is going to be in it. Meryl's going to be in it. Max, Val, Tony,
That's a,
me.
That's a powerful bunch of people.
I know.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Miami, and we're in Miami for like a week of rehearsal and then a week of the show.
Oh my gosh, you're loving my time. That's so good.
Miami, I mean, since it became winter in LA, I guess we got to go to Miami.
I know.
Yes. Right. Do you have anything, anything else going on?
I just started working with the USA figure skaters, Team USA, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That's amazing.
Which kind of is like blowing up my artistic world right now just because they're so good at what they do.
Yeah.
Just to add my, you know, dance expertise on top of it, like the stuff we get to create is amazing. And they all just competed. They like the way they work is they have like seasons of competition. So they're all competing right now and they're like tweeting me their videos and like getting advice back and stuff like that. So it's a lot of fun.
That's so
cool.
It's
a new adventure.
How, like, fulfilling that. It sounds like it's very fulfilling.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Me and my Tims on the ice just doing tricks and spinning around.
I want to see video of this. I want to see video of it. You've got to post that. That's awesome. Where can everybody find you online?
At Serjonic, everywhere.
Everywhere. Love it. Darvina.
At DivaDav on Instagram and Twitter. And I do have an interview with Mark Ballas coming out, so do check on the blog.
It's a long one, too. You're going to love it.
So get ready.
Yes. Where can they find that again?
On the blog, which is if you go to my Instagram at DivaDav, you can find the link there.
Love it.
Perfect. Jake. Instagram, Jake Dupree. Twitter, Jake _Dupree.
Love it. It's good to see your face.
I know. I'm happy to be here.
And I'm at Suri Serrano on everything, every social media platform possible. Thank you for watching. Thank you for joining us. We will be back for the finale next week, and Kristen will be back with us as well. I know. I can't believe it's almost over. Thank you all so much. Take care.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.